Well, here to tell us all about it, Darren Collison, joining us weekly. Darren, Dave's gone. It's just Nate and Katie, but we thank you for making the time anyway. How are you, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, pleasure's all ours. I hope you're looking forward to a busy Thanksgiving, granted that you have a game tonight. But we were just talking before you came on, going into a game like tonight, I mean, you know, we expect that you're prepared for every game, all that, working hard, have it turned on, all of that. But when you know you're going to be facing Russell Westbrook, do you approach it differently in any way, or is it just you know it's going to be a grind for 48?
Well, I think you have to approach it the same way. You still have to go out there and you know, do your routine and go out there and perform the way you should perform. But also understanding that, you know, you are playing a different caliber player. You know, somebody's going to attack all 48 minutes of the game, and it's not just one guy can stop him. It's got to take a team collective effort, you know, to come in and do a good job. And I thought the Lakers did a good job last night. You know, he still had his normal numbers, and he's going to have his 30, 40-point game, but it's how he gets his 30, 40.
Well, and Darren, making him work, I think, is really the only thing that you kind of have to go in approaching it that way, make it as difficult as possible for him on both ends of the floor. But the crazy thing about this Oklahoma City team is it's so different this year without Kevin Durant, without Serge Ibaka. What are the major kind of differences that you've seen just from scouting this team so far?
It is different. You know, KD is a guy that can easily get 20 to 30 and take off a lot of pressure off of Russ. And you know, Russ right now has to do a lot for this team, you know, for them to even have a chance. And I think you're seeing that right now. So for us as a team, you know, we have to understand that, you know, we can't just let just him beat us. You know, if we're going to stop him, we got to just contain everybody else. And we got to pick or choose. You know, if we're going to let Russ beat us, or we're going to let everybody else beat us. I think what teams are starting to do is just collapse on him, you know, let him see a lot of bodies. And If other guys beat us, that's so be it. You know, we just can't let him beat us.
Well, and you mentioned that. I mean, the other guys, is there a dude other than Russell Westbrook that could cause you guys some problems if you're not careful?
Yeah, I mean, I think Victor Oladipo, you know, he's athletic. He get on transition and get some easy points. Adams always gets, like, guard, you know, points off the rebound. You know, he played really well with them in the interior. And Cantor coming off the bench can really score for them. So, you know, those are guys that we got to continue to contain.
This is a team, Darren, that in the Western Conference, where the trend is kind of going more towards smaller lineups, that has had success going bigger and having Entus Cantor and having Steve Adams in there. Why has that been such a good approach for them?
Well, I think, you know, I think they still do go small. I think Sabonis does a good job of stretching the floor out for them. And then every now and then they play Cantor and Adams together, and they had some success playing big against Golden State in the playoffs. So I think they like that lineup. But they still have, you know, the typical stretch four out there, you know, along with the two attack dogs like Russ and Victor Oladipo. So I think it's pretty much a similar lineup that we've seen.
Darren Collison with us on KHTK. You guys over the last few years have traditionally matched up pretty well with Oklahoma City. And as we talked about, this is a completely different team this year. But what do you think it's been that allows you guys to elevate your game against Oklahoma City?
I don't know. I can't tell you that. You know what I mean? I think, you know, I think we kind of have a matchup to our own advantage. You know, you look at Rudy Gay. You know, he's definitely going to have a good matchup for himself where he can get his because, you know, there's never a guy that can play with him as well. So, you know, we're going to just have our hands full with just Russ. But other than that, you know, we have other guys in their position that they should do good in.
Darren, you've obviously faced OKC tonight. You've got Houston on Friday, and then we leave for a very, very long road trip. And not even just that. I mean, when you look at the month of December, only a handful of home games, only one game at a time. When you look at that December schedule, just do you even pay attention to that, at how difficult that December schedule is?
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a long road trip. You know, we already talked about it. You know, I think guys are starting to pack right now, even as we speak, so. You know, it is what it is. You know, it's part of the NBA grind. You know, every team is going to have to face it at some point. And, you know, you just got to take care of your business.
Darren, how far along is the process of, you know, Dave Joerger integrating his system fully offensively and defensively? I know early in the season there is some talk like, hey, man, we've only been able to get in a few offensive sets. And I know that practice time is really limited during the regular season. How's that process coming along?
it's going well. I think Dave is doing a good job with us as far as every day in practice implementing something new, but making sure we understand, you know, what we're trying to get out of his plays. And at the same time, Dave is allowing us to play our game. You know what I mean? He's not trying to hold us back. He's allowing us to be ourselves. And so it's a little bit of a mixture of both.
Darren, can't let you go before we ask you, obviously, Thanksgiving tomorrow. It's a day for family. We've been talking a little bit about, you know, kind of what we like about it. I don't know, food and whatnot. What is your favorite Thanksgiving kind of food to indulge in?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, I think the best part about the whole situation is just, you know, everybody's coming together as a family. You know what I mean? I don't think it's so much with food for me. I think it's just everybody coming together as a family and really seeing that unity. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't think you see it all the time. And anytime you get a chance to be around your family or anybody else or do something in the community, is always a good thing.
There's not like a dish like that your mom has made forever or a family like grandmother that is like a must have. Cause we've got a couple of those and we never, you know, sway from those. They're always there.
Turkey, the regular turkey, you know what I mean? I think that's about it. But, you know, my parents, you know, it's always good food around that time. But, you know, I think it's just more for us the meeting, you know what I mean, behind it and stuff and just coming together.
Darren Collison, making the time to join us on this happy Wednesday. Darren, best of luck tonight. Have a happy Thanksgiving, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, you guys have a good one then, too.
All right, take care. Darren Collison with us on KHTK. Okay, hey, there's a holiday tomorrow, and guess what? Congratulations to you. You're getting an early Christmas gift because Grant Napier is hosting the Jim Rome Show today.
Starting next.
About that. Yeah. Starting next, right here on this very station. So, for Matt George across the glass, Kevin Sherritt's doing his thing. Katie Christensen, bearing with me for 3 full hours today.
It was a struggle.
Thanks, lady.
Hey, you're welcome, man.
Yeah, well, we figured it out. Have some fun up there. You know, enjoy your basketballs. I'll enjoy mine, and you'll have to peel me off of the floor.
Don't embarrass us at your alumni game.
Oh, I won't. I'll embarrass everyone else. Happy Thanksgiving. This has been The Drive, Sports 1140 KHTK.